I'm one of the 100 million Americans who live with chronic pain. Chronic pain is pain that is caused by inflammation of the nerves or dysfunctional nerves and will last a lifetime. Chronic pain can be induced by a multitude of different diseases, but in my case, it is caused by severe scoliosis. Scoliosis is the curvature of the spine and occurs in about 7 million people in the United States. It can range in severity based on the degree at which the spinal cord is curved, and my case is so severe that surgery is the only way to fix the curve and end the pain that I encounter every day. I was diagnosed with scoliosis when I was 16, but I've had the condition since I was 11. One day I noticed that my rib cage was crooked and the left side stuck out and appeared to be twisted, so I told my mom and we went in for x-rays with an orthopedic surgeon. I've never had any serious health problems prior to this instance, and I was terrified. I remember walking into this cold doctor's office preparing for x-rays and being told by the doctor that there probably wouldn't be anything wrong with me, therefore giving me and my parents false hope. After about a week later, I received a copy of the x-rays by email from the orthopedic surgeon, and they revealed that my curve was at a 45 degree. Surgery is recommended when the curve reaches 40 degrees, so it was extremely shocking to me that I've been living with this very severe scoliosis for at least 4 years. I felt guilty for the stress that my parents were experiencing because I've never spoken up about the pain I was feeling because the pain that I had was my idea of normal. As I continued growing, my condition became worse. My spinal cord would not stop curving until I stopped growing. All of my pain that I had been feeling in my back finally made sense, and my body dysmorphia only got worse. I would always look in the mirror and stare at my crooked ribcage for hours and cry because I didn't feel beautiful, with something so strange looking and so different from my friends. I felt horribly ugly, and I avoided social situations, pictures, and always compared myself to others. And on top of my body dysmorphia, I was always in excruciating pain, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I went untreated for about 6 months, and that was easily the lowest point in my life. After 6 months, I began going to a chiropractor and a physical therapist. Even though these two activities helped me manage pain, it was not long-term. So the only solution to scoliosis is surgery, which can be incredibly risky. Because my curve is primarily in the thoracic region of my back, the surgery would be comparable to an open-heart surgery, all the same risks and all the same recovery time. As a 16-year-old, I did not want to go through the surgery because the scar would extend vertically across my whole back and add to my body dysmorphia, and I did not want to have long metal rods placed in my back compromising my mobility. Still to this day, as an 18-year-old, I have not had the surgery and the pain has only gotten worse. I go to the chiropractor twice a week and the physical therapist once a week, which helps me manage the intense pain I feel every day. Since been diagnosed with scoliosis, I've also been diagnosed with chronic pain due to permanent damage by my shifting spine that it has done to my nerves, so even having the surgery would not end the pain once and for all. Over the years, I have learned to deal with my conditions as best as I can, and they have made me a stronger person. I'm not defined by my conditions, and I have been shaped as a person by them. I'm a harder worker than I was. I appreciate my life and friends and family more than I did in the past. Having these conditions motivated me to strive for success in high school, which allowed for me to go to UCSC. Even though I still deal with chronic pain every day, I found ways to cope and continue my academic career no matter how bad my body aches, when I'm sitting up writing a paper or walking across campus to my classes. I know that I need to achieve here at UCSC to make all these years of striving to be my best and overcoming the odds against me worth it.